I'm old enough to remember one of the old adverts for Sugar Puffs. You remember what they used to say, tell them about the honey, mummy. Well, I'm going to read a verse that mentions honey here this morning. It's found in Genesis chapter 43 and it's verse number 11. And this really, to set us in context, was when Joseph, who still was unknown to the brethren, had told them that if they wanted any more supplies, any more food out of Egypt, they would have to bring their younger son Benjamin with them. This was going to be a testing and a trying and a difficult journey for them. Very, very difficult for Jacob indeed. But you know, as Jacob sent them off, this is what he said in Genesis 43, verse number 11. And their father Israel said unto them, if it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land, in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. And my mind was just drawn to the little honey, because I believe this was a difficult journey, and yet for the journey, their father, who loved them, had given them a little honey for the journey. I think we're in a difficult journey at the moment. I think most of us are finding the lockdown, we're finding the restrictions, we're finding the inability to visit family and to meet with friends, and certainly not being able to fellowship in the church, not being able to break bread together as a band of God's people. It's a difficult journey. Yet I believe our Heavenly Father will give us honey for the journey. And I wonder, in your own situation, have you found the going tough? Have you found difficulties that are really personal to you? I wonder, even in the midst of the difficulties, have you found that little honey? Has there been those little gems, those little blessings that the Lord has given to you? I think for the bitterness of life, God can give us honey for the journey. But you know, that got me thinking over in the book of Ruth, chapter 2. You'll know the story of Ruth and Boaz, and you'll remember how Ruth and Naomi had come back to Bethlehem, how really they hadn't much. And Ruth went out to glean in the fields, as the poor people would do. But of course, Boaz, who owned the land, and Boaz is a wonderful type of Christ, he had a real love for Ruth. And this is what we read in Ruth chapter 2 and verse number 16. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. When Ruth would have been gleaning in the field, and they say this was what the poor people would have done, Boaz made sure there was handfuls left for her, handfuls of good grain that she'd be able to take home and use for their sustenance and use to keep them going. Really, in a time of scarcity, they found surprise. They found little surprises, these handfuls and purpose. And again, maybe this has been a time of scarcity for you, a difficult time. I wonder, has the Lord blessed you? I wonder, has there been those handfuls on purpose? Sometimes, you know, it's just a word from the Lord. Just when you find that everything's so difficult and things are so hard, and I know many of you have personal issues that you can't share with other people. You have family members who are unwell and there's things concerning you. But I wonder, has the Lord, through his word, just given you a little handful and purpose? You know, I think he gives us honey for the journey. Sometimes he gives us those little handfuls and purpose. I want you to come over then to Psalm 110 for our final reading. And indeed, I'm going to mention this tomorrow morning in the service. But in Psalm 110 is a messianic psalm. This psalm is all about Christ. It begins in verse 1, the Lord said unto my Lord. How could the Lord speak to the Lord unless Jesus Christ was God? And so it's a psalm all about the Lord. And at the end, in verse number 7, this is what it says. He shall drink of the brook in the way. You know, when we come to John's Gospel, and I'll mention this tomorrow morning, you discover the Lord Jesus Christ went over the brook Kidron. He was on his way to Gethsemane. In Gethsemane is the place where he would sweat, as it were, those great drops of blood. It's in that place that he would suffer real mental anguish, real depths of sorrow in his heart as they contemplated Calvary. And many people believe, and many commentators believe, that the reference here in this messianic psalm to the brook is a reference to that night when Christ crossed over the brook. Could it be that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was crossing the brook, just drew up a little water that refreshed his soul and refreshed his heart as he's made his way to Gethsemane. You see, I think the Lord gives us honey for the journey, the sweetness for the bitter experiences of life. I think in the scarcities and in the trials of life, there are surprises, there are handfuls and purpose. I think in the battles of life, because the Lord Jesus Christ was going to face a battle in Gethsemane. I think in the battles of life, very often you find those times of refreshing. And as the Lord would draw from the brook and would refresh him physically, how often the Lord has refreshed us spiritually. It's good to know that when we make the journey through life, and particularly the journey through this coronavirus situation, this difficult lockdown period, I'm reminded of the words that the Lord spoke to Elijah when he said, "The journey is too great for thee, and you and I can't make it without the Saviour. You and I can't make this journey on our own. It's too great." Thank God that there's honey for the journey. Thank God there's a handfuls and purpose for the journey. And thank God there's those little pockets of refreshment just to help us on his way. I hope that you have found this a help to you this morning. And as you make your journey through this difficult period, I trust that you too will experience these blessings from the Lord just when you need them. God bless. Have a great day.